The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We're at the Grapevine Pluckers. It's off Crossroads. Get on out here and join us. Doors open at 11. Want to have a nice, robust, vibrant Tolo crowd here. And to kind of entice you a little further, I believe we have some G-Bag Tolo flags here. So come on through. Of course, it's always limited supply.
Do we have G-Bag flags, Big Dong Jeremy?
We do, Ben. And but it's first come, first serve, if you know what I mean. So get on out here and get you a flag, and you will enjoy that quite a bit. By the way, one of the things that we've been doing – oh, the drops are back. One of the things that we've been doing really for the last week and a half is the Turn It On, Leave It On National Cash Contest. And that continues right now.
Oh, really?
Each hour, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is text the word of the hour to 72881, and the word of this hour is – Globe, G-L-O-B-E, Globe. Text that in right now to 72881, and you have your chance to win $1,000. We'll do it again in the 12 and do it again in the 1. We're hooking everybody up. We'll do it in the 11 hour as well. Okay, let's get to some sports audio, guys. The odds that came out a couple of weeks ago that we talked about where Garrett had jumped way up in the this coach is going to get fired odds. And Jason Garrett had made a seismic leap. But a lot of people feel like, hey, if it's not Dan Quinn, the first guy that's going to go is Doug Marrone in Jacksonville. And we got some audio here. Of course, they traded Jalen Ramsey for 2 first-round picks after he didn't play for several weeks for a variety of reasons.
None of those reasons keeping him from playing this week, by the way.
Unless another child is born this week. We'll see. He, of course, had back injuries, and he was sick, and a child was born. But he's ready to rock and roll with the Rams. 2 first-round picks. But Doug Marrone, the coach, apparently wasn't in on this, and he took the podium there during his presser yesterday and kind of went off. Listen to this audio.
I'm sure 5 years from now, 10 years from now, someone will be able to write about it. It's not my job to do that. And again, I know you guys are probably frustrated, but you're talking to a guy that has, I would say, a big job, you know, to get the players ready, that we're discussing something that has nothing to do with where my mind is right now, honestly, you know, and I respect the hell out of you guys. You know that. I just wish I can give you the insight and the answers that question needs to be answered. I don't have that. So, and I wish we can get someone up here that can answer it for him. I do. But, you know what I'm saying, Gene? It's me. You know what I'm saying? So I really, you don't know. You know, you don't know until down the road.
So basically, Tom Coughlin castrated me on the Jalen Ramsey trade, and I'm sitting here having to answer your questions, and it was out of my hands, and he made it to where I couldn't even coach.
Yeah, I liked how he said, hey, somebody will write about it at some point. All the details will come out. Not my job to share those details right now. Basically, it wasn't me, guys. Sorry. Don't know what to tell you.
I actually thought that was an incredible job of restraining himself. Like, he's the guy who just got cut off in traffic and was about to throw up double birds, but kept his hands on the wheel. Because if you watch it, too, if you see his body language and his face, I mean, he is going – he's giving the most effort possible to not just throw Tom Coughlin under the bus. Now, everyone knew what he was doing, but he was like, I got a game to get ready for. That's where my mind is. Look, I'd love to tell you. I really would. And maybe if we did a media walk-off like they do in Dallas, I could tell you guys in secret after the Dog and Pony Show. But I guess for now, I'll just say this. You know, I thought he did a good job holding himself back. And it's frustrating to me that guys like Tom Coughlin do sit over here and just, I'm just going to manage here from right over here. And I don't doubt that Tom Coughlin sees things and knows a ton of football. I don't doubt all that stuff, but it's like, dude, at some point you're hurting things. Because they got two first-rounders for it, so maybe it's a genius move.
It's good for the front office guy. It's not good for the coach.
No.
They're 2-4. They were half of a quarter away from going to the Super Bowl a year and a half ago. That is a hardcore fall. And when you're a coach and a coach that's on the hot seat, it doesn't do you any good to trade one of your two or three best players for two future first-round picks.
All right, you're not even going to be there. But right. I think it's good. I think it's smart of him to kind of – I mean, basically he's defending himself at this point is what he's doing.
Right.
And he's – you know, he realizes he's going to get fired and it's going to be on him. But he's like, hey, man, what do you want from me? This is an S show. And I think, though, you know, that narrative will help him with his next opportunity.
Yeah, you know what else is great about that, Ben? Hey, all you guys are about to write about this, you know how much I respect you.
Oh, yeah.
You totally. Guys are so admirable.
Let me put on a panderer bear outfit.
I've been really, really impressed with you guys.
So, real quick, yesterday we were in the mix, though. We were talking about the Rams and what they're doing. Like, I think it's just amazing, and I still didn't look it up like an idiot.
Look it up, Kevin.
They're 5 years in a row. They're not going to have a first-round pick.
That is so Jerry Jones of 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's interesting. If it works, it'll be pretty stunning, right? I can't imagine that it would. But if it works, they'll look like geniuses.
It's really incredible. And even what happened just quickly, like we traded a corner to get a linebacker. Then we traded two first-round picks to get a corner. And they also, in that other trade, they got a center in the trade and another trade as well, Austin mm-hmm. Corbett, to like help out because their center got hurt. It's like they're filling holes on the fly. 3-3 while the bridge is burning. It's kind of great.
And, you know, even the mentality of it, if it does work, and I'm not even going to say win a Super Bowl. I'm going to say keep you in the mix for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Your second-round pick is going to be between 55 and 60. You're not going to get a top 50 player in the draft for half of a decade.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Goodness.
You've got to win.
Going for it now, man.
You've got to win a championship if you're going with that long of a drought. Okay, let's keep the sports audio going. KT, what kind of a golfer is a gentleman by the name of Tyrell Hatton?
Tyrell Hatton's a pretty good golfer. He's not a household name. He normally is on the European Tour, but he's on the European Ryder Cup team. He's a good player. Let's put it that way. He's a good player. And he's in a tournament last week, and it was on the European Tour. And what you're going to hear, two golf announcers who have a very distinct accent. And what's happening, you probably won't hear the door of the porta potty shut, but he's lining up a golf shot, and he's about to be in his backswing, and then he pulls back, like we've seen Tiger or Jordan Spieth do a million times. He pulls back, and then he looks over, and he puts his arms out like, what? Well, it turns out what's over there, what he heard, was the porta potty door opening and shutting, and it was his fiance. And the camera goes over to her, and she's getting in just getting out of the porta potty. I can't tell if she's going in or coming out.
Wait. So can he see her too?
He can see her, and the cameras can see her. It's not a very well attended golf tournament, you know. So it's not
yeah.
A very good
if we're having pan shots from the camera,
it was so great. So here's the audio call of it. You're gonna hear him tell her, "You should be ashamed."
It's got a Tyrell Hatton. Distracted by something, we're told it. It's a toilet door shutting.
That's my fiance. Trying to put me off.
Was.
You should be ashamed.
Is he shaming her for using a porta potty?
I think so. It's either that or doing it in his backswing or both.
Okay. It's that quiet to where it's that sparsely attended.
Oh, yeah. No one's there.
But it's supposed to be that quiet at that point anyways, right?
I mean, you can see over. I mean, it's like he can hear the announcers. They can hear him.
Dude, everything.
It's like you can hear the porta potty door. There's not a single human between the porta potties and him.
Boy, they have those porta potties buried back in the trees too.
No one was attending this golf tournament. It might have just been like a little charity fun thing, a one-off thing. It might not have even been a real tournament. But it's so funny because when the camera pans, like it just looks like some comedy TV show when something's going on in the distance, and it pans over and she's walking out of the porta potty.
Man, porta potties in general are beyond disgusting.
Yeah,
just that porta potty life. I don't know anybody who's really about it. it stinks. I mean, good God, that is just disgusting.
What about looking down in there? Well, I always feel really, really horrific. Like if we go to some sort of outdoor music show or something like that, and the wife's got to go to the bathroom, I'm like, wow, you are screwed.
You're at a
girls
point in your life.
Girls need to go to the bathroom every 7 minutes,
especially if they're drinking.
But you guys are at a point in your life where you can buy a situation like that. You can just buy VIP passes and go to the private bathroom lounge. Like, you know what I'm saying? For me, I'm going to have to tough it out at the porta potty, which is not a big deal.
I don't even know what that is. There's a private toilet lounge.
Well, like every music festival has a every concert you go to will have an actual bathroom. But every like music festival, they have a VIP. You can buy a little extra VIP ticket, and you can go get and you can use an actual bathroom.
I guarantee you there's a nice bathroom on that course, KT. What I'm saying is sometimes you're so far away you don't have a choice.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you at that golf course there's at least one nice bathroom.
Now, the porta potty is the example, though, of how women got the raw deal of it. I mean, I think we should probably all stop when we wake up each day as men and say, you know what? We got lucky here because we don't have childbirth to deal with. We'll never have to do that, most likely. We'll see how medicine goes. We don't have
menopause.
A monthly period.
Yeah.
We don't have menopause.
Yeah. We don't have to marry us.
We're allowed to just watch sports.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Women are allowed to watch sports. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was me 12 years ago talking.
One day they'll be able to vote, Ben.
So we got lucky with that, man, because we can just stand in there, shoot your shot, and then get out.
Are you saying that when you're in a porta potty, they actually have to make contact with the porta potty, and so they've lost out there?
We can lob threes from deep. Yeah. They kind of need to settle in for a finger roll.
You don't want to be with the girl, too, that doesn't have to, squat. And even if they don't go with a touch, they're still putting their, girls roll about their shoes. They're putting their shoes on that disgusting area and squatting that way.
My
best porta potty story, if you were to power rank porta potty stories, I was on a hunting trip with my family. I was a little kid, and we were super, super – it was actually a fishing trip, but we were staying at a lodge where there were hunters staying there too. And it was out in the middle of nowhere in Canada. And we were staying in – there was porta-potties to use the restroom, but they weren't plastic kind. Like, they built a little wooden shed. It looked like a log cabin, just a little tiny one, and there was a hole deep down into the ground.
That's an S house.
And everybody was pooping in there. And my dad came over to me. He goes, "Gosh, dang it!" But he was cussing. I go, "What happened?" He goes, "Your brother dropped his flashlight into the porta potty."
Oh,
and I was like, "What?" He goes, "What was he doing? Why was he shining a flashlight down there?" And he was just porta potty curious. And there was a guy who worked there that smelled like the end of days. And he was kind of the guide who would take you. He had no personality, really gruff. He hadn't showered in a year. He retrieved the flashlight.
Oh, no!
He retrieved the flashlight and it was like, "Mr. Rogers, I got your flashlight." My dad was like, "I don't want that. Who wants that? Who wants that flashlight? Why would you go get it?" What?
Oh,
isn't that
man.
Crazy?
There are very
Let
few,
it go.
That is not only your best porta potty story, it's your best flashlight story.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, there's very few things I've ever seen that tested my gag reflex more than that scene in Trainspotting where he's got to dive down into the most disgusting toilet in Scotland to retrieve his goods. Oh, that is so disgusting. All right, submitted Skid Show 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what does Jason Garrett have to say today? We'll do the Garrett Presser right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.